What's up, horror fam?
You know what time it is.
Let's get into this.
All right, what's up, everybody?
Waza!
It's your boys, Ryan and JT, in the house.
We're here again.
We're here.
For you guys.
Never mind.
Shut your mouth.
You shut your pie hole, mister. Pie hole.
Feels good to be back, Ivan.
Yes, yes. What have you been up to, brother?
Oh, work. Work and some work, man.
Work is stupid, dude.
Very dumb. Whoever thought of work was a very dumb.
Yeah, who the hell came up with the idea of a two-day weekend?
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Fucking
asshole.
Hey, I got called one of those this week.
Yeah, I get called
one. We're not going to get into that, though.
I get called one every day, so that's all right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But no, man, it's been busy. Been busy.
Cool.
And, yeah.
Well, I guess that's cool.
But yeah, it sucks. But, you know, what are you going to do? Got to keep on keeping on. But I am
keep
happy.
Keep on keeping on.
I am happy. We're getting into some stuff tonight. And it's kind of cool because when you said you wanted to do this one, it led into something else that I had been doing.
Wanting
some.
To
do. Do some. I've been like looking into.
Okay.
Not necessarily for our podcast, but just like in general.
Gotcha.
The world, what's going on in the world and stuff. And like, you know. How you can't believe everything you see anymore.
No.
You know? So we'll get into that. But yeah, man, it's cool because I was like, sweet, this will give us a chance to get into that. So
hell yeah. So what Ryan's talking about is we're going to have a discussion tonight about spirit photography.
Yes.
We're going to kind of delve into the origins of it and what it is and why we're so attached to it.
What it's become.
Yeah.
And where it's going.
And, of course, what it's become. And we don't know where it's going.
Right.
But
we
know where it's been. And
you don't want to go there.
Yeah. This is going to be kind of a hard one for me because
you can't read.
Well, yeah. Then there's that. I wanted to believe so bad, and then they fucked it up on me. So now we're just gonna get into it,
right? But there's still something to believe in.
Give me something to believe in.
Yeah, you can believe in me.
I do. I believe in you.
But
I do believe in you.
But no, I think that once we get into this and we start looking into things and explaining things, to also keep in mind that there are real things out there, and we're going to get further into that, what spirit fires
today. We're going to find out about some of that tonight, too.
So let's dig into
this. So basically, what happened with spirit photography, it was really a big part of the whole spiritual movement, the spiritualist movement that happened back around the turn of the century. You know, we're not talking about the 2000s. We're talking about the 19th century, the late 1800s into the early 1900s. There was a big spiritual movement going on in the world, and a lot of people were getting into the strange and the paranormal and
unusual,
the oddities, the curiosities, if you will. And a lot of these people were doing things like divination and playing with Ouija boards, and there were a lot of psychics in the world, and there were a lot of high society people,
high people
going and seeing these psychics to get readings, to, you know.
I think they kind of looked at it more of a something fun to do on a fucking
On a Friday night?
Yeah, you know, they're getting in. I think they were getting into it after they started doing it, but I think it was kind of one of those, like, oh, this is what's... It was the hot Tua girl of the...
Oh, Saturday night's all right for fighting. Gonna go get my palm red and spit on that thing while I'm in there. Anyway...
yes.
Wow, I didn't know that was going to come up during this, but all right, so here we are.
Like to keep you on your toes, brother.
But anyway, during this whole spiritual movement, you know, people were extremely interested in life after death, and not only is there life after death, but if there is, can we communicate with these people? So, you know, you had guys like Fold and stuff that had created the Ouija board. These things were selling like hotcakes, you know, and we already talked about the psychics, and Ryan mentioned the Hoctua girl, and there was just a lot going on. Well, during this time, there was a man, his name was William H. Mumler. William Mumler was an American spirit photographer. He worked in New York City, was in the Boston area. He actually, in his real life, he worked as, hold on, I'm gonna have to edit that out because okay, so in Mumler's real life, he actually was a jewelry engraver, and he worked in Boston, and he got into photography and decided that, you know, he was going to start taking some pictures, and he actually, at one point, was going to take a self-portrait of himself, and when he did, he was using, of course, an old camera, and the cameras that they used back then were what they called a liquid film glass type camera. Crazy. Yeah, it was crazy how these things worked. I kind of got into it. They would put like this chemical on the glass, mm-hmm. and then they would protect that. It was like a sticky substance, like a goo. And they would put it on the glass and put that glass inside the camera. And then whenever the shutter would open on the camera, the light would capture on this glass. Oh, I'm sorry. They put it in a box that had like an electrolyte chemical something like some sort of mercury filament or something like that.
I'm trying to remember what the hell. And that
whenever,
shit
whenever, you know, we're not trying to be camera guys here, yeah, but whatever it was, whenever the shutter would open, the light would pass through the stuff, and then the one filament would stick to the other, and that's what would create the image. And what would happen with these types of cameras is, in order for it to get a photo, the shutter would have to stay open from anywhere from 30 seconds to 2 minutes. And that's what would create the image on the glass inside the photo. So Mumler was going to take a picture of himself. So he set up the camera and, you know, I guess he was using some sort of like bulb thing to set the camera off. And he walked over and he got in front of a chair or got beside a chair and took a picture of himself. And after he developed the film, he realized that there was an image of his younger cousin sitting in the chair beside him whenever he took this photo, which the real odd thing was his cousin had passed away years earlier.
And see, so I'm assuming... My thing is like this. This is how he discovered this, right?
Correct.
So that picture you would assume would have to be legit. Otherwise, how?
Well, yes, to an extent. What a lot of people thought had happened with that was because of his inexperience. He was an amateur photographer at the time. You know, we're talking the early 1860s, you know. But, you know, he was an amateur photographer. You know, did he not get his, you know, the glass cleaned properly, the right amount of chemical on there?
Yeah, because that's what,
you know.
I guess we'll get into that. I don't want to jump ahead.
You know, just what truly happened there.
Yeah, so like, what I was saying, the way they have to make sure they get the glass cleaned, otherwise you get residuals.
Yeah, so you'll have a residual image on there.
Right, which kind of, when you look at some stuff, it actually kind of makes sense that...
that it would... Okay, so there's our picture.
That it would be a...
There's our picture of Mumler with his cousin.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Now, when you look at this photo, for you guys that are just listening, you won't be able to see these photos, of course, but if you get over on our YouTube channel...
Yeah, like and subscribe, baby.
You'll be able to see all these photos because we're going to be playing them on a loop throughout this video. But, you know, now she is transparent-ish.
For the most part.
You know, you can see the chair behind her. You know, you can see through her. And he's standing there, and he is fully formed, no transparency to him whatsoever. Very interesting photo, you know.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Almost like it's almost looks like a drawing, doesn't it?
It does. But these early cameras,
right?
You know, I mean, that's what you get out of them.
It's so crazy. Like, and sometimes it blows my mind just thinking about how these people come up with these,
right?
These cameras,
right,
and things like, right, that. Like, man.
So after this happened, you know, of course, Mumler, he decides he's gonna show this photo to several of his friends to try and figure out, you know, what had happened. You know, a lot of his friends decided that, you know, maybe you should try and take some more photos and see if you can replicate this or whatever, you know, see if it happens again or whatever. He took several more photos, never happened again. Well, then he sought out trying to figure out how it happened.
Which, you know, once you figure it out, it's a good way to make some money.
Right. What was interesting about Mumler is Mumler's wife, Hannah, was what they called a healing medium. And she conducted her own spiritual business in addition to the business of assisting her husband. Once he figured out that he could get photos of spirits, he decided that he was going to make a business out of this. And it just so happened that these, you know, these ghosts would inevitably show up for some of these pictures.
Right.
Mumler himself, what he would do is he put an ad out and he would, after people saw this, they started coming to him wanting their own spirit photo. And he, you know, and he was like, you know, he thought they were crazy at first, but then the more he thought about it, he was like, you know, I might be able to make some money off of this. So he decided to charge $10 per photo. Now we're talking 1860s here.
Man.
$10 in the 1860s was like $300 today. And people were showing up in droves.
So crazy.
To have these pictures taken. And he would always tell the people that, you know,
I can't guarantee you
that the spirit's going to show up, but, you know, we'll try it.
It's crazy. But it's not, because like this was the fucking beginning of the spiritual movement.
It was.
People are
people were into this.
Super open minded.
You know, and some of these, now not all of these photos that are in this reel are from Mumler. But there are several of his in there. It's very cool. Some of these are very creepy. Some of them you can't tell what's going on, and others you're like, what the fuck? Come on.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, some of them, like, well, you, almost like that you could tell, like.
Yeah.
You know, it makes sense about the whole residual thing.
Right, right.
You know? And then some people get into it and they say, oh, it's just pareidolia, you know, or something like that, lens flare.
Right.
You know.
One of the most famous ones was that one right there. And that was Mary Todd Lincoln came to Mumler because she had heard about his spirit photography. And he took a photo of her, I would assume several. And this particular image came back, and if Mumler did that himself,
you know what?
That's a pretty good likeness of Abraham Lincoln.
Well, and you know what though? Like, if you look like right here, it looks like there's other things back there.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, it makes 100%. You know. Real.
Now,
shit.
Mumler never took a photo of Abraham Lincoln.
Right.
So how did he pull that off?
Well, there's a process.
You know?
There's a process they do. I actually watched a video.
Yeah, yeah.
A whole video about it. It's
very interesting.
Once you figure out.
It was kind of cool when we started going through some of these photos and stuff, and I had never really. I knew about spirit photography, but did you get into the headless photography?
Mm-mm.
Did you see that? So on these early cameras, some of these early photographers, and I don't have any of those photos on here, but we can pull some up. They figured out a way to do headless photography without Photoshop. We use Photoshop today to do this shit.
Mm-hmm.
They figured out how to do it back in the late 1800s by just using their cameras and tricks with their cameras. And when I'm talking about the headless photos, it is.
So I guess it was just like another movement or like another.
Well,
another
it was kind of. It was kind of in the same genre as this. But. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so what they would do with some of these is they figured out how to move the head on the photo.
That's so weird.
It is. And a lot of people would go and they would have these pictures taken intentionally. You know, some of them wanted their head to be held in their hands. Others, they wanted, you know, their loved one's head in their lap. You know, I don't know. I mean, maybe he asked for a little head.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Ba-doom-tsh.
But you know, this one was very creepy. It's like they cut her head off.
Yeah. Like the children.
But that's actually headless photography, you know.
Like Children of Corn, which I just watched. Such a great film.
What's that?
Freaking Children of the Corn.
Oh, nice. I forgot to tell you, I did watch the Tarot movie.
Oh.
It was pretty good.
I liked it. I liked it.
Fun. But anyway, the headless photos was right around the same, a little after this, but, you know, right around the same time. I mean, and it's just crazy when you look at some of these pictures. And some of these pictures are very shocking, you know, like
right.
Me as a ghost nerd, I love this shit. What I don't love is when I found out that it was all faked.
A majority of them. Do you believe some of some
I of believe could be real. That these no. All these pictures that I've pulled up on here are all known fakes. That were created using the same processes as William Mumler.
Right.
Now, I do have another reel with photos that I wholeheartedly believe in that nobody could explain. Now, there are some of these Mumler photos that nobody could explain. As far as I know, from what little bit of research when I ran across the headless photos, as far as I know, we have not quite figured out how they were able to do that with what little bit of technology they had.
Oh, these ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Pretty cool.
You know, maybe it's got to be...
Maybe like a quick slide of the glass or something, or who freaking knows.
Or something. Now, these spirit photography ones... I've actually watched a lot of stuff on how you can recreate those. And a lot of times what they would do is, since your shutter is open for so long, all you have to do is move in the picture. And what it'll do is it'll make your body transparent. Because it's caught part of the image of you, but not the whole image of you. So basically what they were saying is a lot of times you could walk into a picture and then walk back out and it would make you look transparent.
So, which, you know, I mean, when I'm looking at these though, I do believe in some of them, like you said, some of them you don't. But of course, if something is being done, and someone can find a way, like, oh, that's awesome. I wonder if I could do that. You're going to have people who are just there to make money, who want to make money.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? Like, absolutely. Now, you look at a photo like this one.
Obvious.
I mean, obviously a fake.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
But then you look at something like that.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of.
It's hard to say.
It's cool because you're talking about, like, how they got to clean the glass, and you can tell, like, some of these, like, they when you do multiple use, you can tell that, like, the glass has been used for other things. You can see it if you really look at it.
Right.
You know? But then again, is that just a pareidolia or whatever, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, see, and then the processing of that is once the image is on the glass, you know, like I told you, they put the gooey chemical on there, and then they mixed. I'm sorry, guys. I really don't remember exactly what the chemical was that they put on there, but they put the two chemicals together. They open the shutter. It creates an image on the glass. Then they take that glass into their dark room, and they put it over the top of another chemical and shine a bright light through it, and that's what burns that image onto
it's
the
so
picture
crazy.
Or onto the paper.
Crazy how someone figured that out.
Yeah.
You know?
How to do all that, you know, way back yonder.
Right. You know? But you still believe in the, you know.
I do. I just, you know, this whole spirit photography thing with Mumler kind of threw me for a loop. Well, what ended up happening with Mumler is he was caught.
Arrested.
And basically what had happened was a guy had sequestered him for a spirit photo session, and come to find out this individual was a U.S. Marshal. And whenever he went for his photo shoot and he took the photo and everything came out, they arrested Mumler and he went to jail
for fraud.
And what was interesting about that is I remember I saw in a video where he had went to a specific prison for 30 days. And it was like one of the hardest prisons to be in. But he was finally acquitted during his trial, the judge had claimed that, you know, although it was all a hoax and he had, you know, he had done this, he couldn't prove that he had fraudulently done this in the
right
purpose to steal money from somebody. You know, it was all entertainment.
So, and didn't
it
he
was
get,
all about entertainment.
Didn't he get busted for using the same photo a couple times?
He did. He had two individuals that when they got their photos back, just by chance, these two individuals decided to look at each other's photos, and the spirit that was in the photo was the same spirit in both photos. You know, which typically what they would do is these spirits that were in these photos were kind of faint. You know, some of them you could see really well, but some of them were really faint. And, you know, what do they call that? Pixelation, where you try and put a face on something?
No, that's pareidolia.
Okay, pareidolia. So a lot of times they would look at these and, they, you know, the person, the spirit or whatever in the photo may not have had anything to do with the person that was being photographed, but they were so wanted to see one of their own family members that they thought that that was their lost uncle or that was their great aunt or whatever, you know.
Well, same thing, like if you're doing like modern day like EVPs, people, oh, that sounds like my, you know, that sounds like my grandma. It's like, oh, it's not.
right. You know, but so unfortunately he did spend 30 days in jail and was finally acquitted of all the charges, but it pretty much ruined his reputation and his
health
form of spirit photography came to an end.
Even P.T. Barnum even fucking came in and testified against him.
Yeah. Yeah. P.T. Barnum, the circus guy, figured out how to do these photos, and he brought in evidence at Mumler's trial for fraud to show how easy it was to forge spirit photographs.
What so, a dick. You know, that all being said, you know, we still believe, of course. You know, and that kind of brings us into modern day, you know, spirit photography and what it is. You know, which is everything we're seeing now, you know, videos, audio, pictures, you know, that's the new modern day spirit photography. Now, cameras are a lot better, so you're able to get better quality pictures, and you're able to snap pictures that may catch things that we can't see.
Right.
Okay. These are for me, the spirit photography from back then, you know, it makes sense. They would try to do some stuff like that, you know, and then nowadays, of course, people want to fake things. And, you know, a big proponent of that is AI. Now, we can't believe what we see or anything now, because AI is so good.
Well, before you get into the AI, you know, when we look at a lot of, you know, and I watch this stuff a lot too, this ghost caught on film or ghost caught on camera or whatever, there's a lot of security footage out there showing us some stuff. And some of it you can look at, you know, you got to look at all of it with a grain of salt, because some of it, it's like, okay, I watched a lot of magic and stuff when I was a kid. So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff where, you know, I can watch a video and I'll be like, yeah, no, that's not how that happened.
Right.
You know, but there are some that it's unexplainable.
Of course, and that's my whole point.
And then, like Ryan's talking about now with AI, it's only going to get more unexplainable.
Right, you know, and that's the thing that sucks, is that it's going to take away it's going to take away, like, the real pictures. It's going to take away from them. People are saying, oh, no, that's just fake. Now everybody's going to say everything is fake, even when it's not, you know. And that's why having multiple different angles, like a camera showing different angles of whatever, wherever you're at, you know, pictures, you know, going wherever you're at. That way you can prove, hey, this is what was going on at the at this time, you know, to kind of give yourself a little bit more validation.
Right.
Because it's kind of, it's going to be hard in the future to fucking, to just to be able to tell if someone's bullshitting or if this is legitimate and this really happened, you know, which sucks because like.
Yeah. You look at what they went through with these older photos, you know,
And as we all know, we always say that when it comes to spirits or ghosts or stuff like that, it's always a super personal thing. You know, you'll believe once it happens to you. You know, some people may not. Some people are like, oh no, there's got to be a way to explain it and try to do that themselves. But
my dad used to always say to me, "You can't believe anything you read and only half of what you see."
That's right.
You know,
what's that one guy? What's that one song say? Honey, you gonna believe me or your lying eyes?
Wasn't me.
Wasn't me. Like Shaggy said. But you know, it just sucks because paranormal investigators and stuff like that, it's been years and years and years of trying to build up the legitimacy of their videos, of their pictures, you know, the EVPs they've caught. And now people just can fake shit all the time, and it just blows my mind. Like, But what's cool about it is that,
and the people just do it for, I don't know, recognition or whatever. It's like, that's not cool. I mean, you know, we're legitimately trying to figure this stuff out, and you're out there fucking with people,
right?
You know.
Right.
It's bullshit. It's absolute bullshit. You know, and there's a lot of people. And it's not just now. It has been happening for years and years and years, you know. Even some of the earlier paranormalists, you know, you look at a guy like Henry Price. He debunked so many things. But then there were a lot of things that he couldn't explain.
Right.
You know?
And I've been thinking lately, you know, like, it's one of those things where it's like, do I want to do this or do I not? Like, do you really want to go in and try to? So, perfect example of what I'm getting ready to talk about. Like, you have your different types of investigators. You got your Jason Hawes type, you know, they go in, kind of trying to debunk stuff, find out what's legitimate, find out what's not legitimate, and go from there.
Right.
The way most of us say it should be. And then you got people like, you know, Zach Bagans, who goes in and provokes a lot. Well, here's the thing. If you're going in to fucking try to prove something, you're going to do what you can.
Right.
To make shit happen.
I mean, who's to say who's right and who's wrong in this?
Well, and what I'm talking about is like, don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not much for provoking shit whenever but here's my thing I was thinking about though. What would you do if you're trying to fucking prove something? If you're really trying to get something to happen and something to fucking go the way people have been talking about, what would you do? Would you just be like, okay, I'm going to try to do something that may not work, or something like they say provoking is bad because it works a lot.
Right.
What would you do?
Yeah.
You know, if it works, then why wouldn't you do that?
Right.
And don't get me wrong, guys. I'm on the fence about it. Like, I am not one to do that if I do investigations. I'm not into provoking too much. But, like, it's... If you're trying to get it out there and make shit happen and get proof for your, even if it's just for yourself, you're going to do something to make it. And that's kind of where I was going. Like, I was thinking, man, I would love to go to these places that they say you're always going to see something.
Right.
Just so I can, you know, I'll be honest with you. It's been a very long time since I've seen anything. Although I will tell you, I say that, but I swear on my life. And I could have just been, it's been a long ass fucking month at work. And, maybe I'm just delusional, but I swear on my life, the other night, I thought I seen a fucking... At first, I was thinking it was because my boy had one of his friends stay at night. I thought it was his friend walking from his room to the bathroom. But then I'm like, wait, the bathroom door never opened and the light never came on.
Right, right.
But, and when I got thinking about it, what I saw was too tall. But I fucking saw a figure go right from my room. So, like, my room, my bedroom door is right here, and the kids' bedroom door is right here.
Yeah.
So, like, there's literally a wall this wide that fucking divides our rooms.
Right.
So, yeah. I'm on my bed, and I can see, like, a thing go.
Yeah.
Like, someone would be walking, speed that someone would be walking. And I was, but now that I was thinking about it, I'm like, I never seen a fucking, the door come open. I never seen the bathroom light. I never heard nobody in the bathroom, no toilet flush. Mm. Yeah. I don't know. That, I mean, I was going to say I haven't seen nothing in a very long time, but that just happened like right. Literally not even a week ago. I don't know, man. That's the whole crazy. Point that's crazy yeah. about yeah. it is that like, there's so many factors with everything. And this is what's so cool about what we do is we get to look into these things and we don't fucking have the answers.
No.
But that's what's fun is not knowing and trying to figure it out, man. Like, yeah, I was just thinking the other day, man, being scared of certain things when you're younger, you know, is even more mm-hmm. for you because you have even less than when I did when I was growing up. As right. far as, like, internet and all this other shit. Right. I didn't have internet growing up at all. Yeah. But, you know, you had even less than I did.
Right.
So, like...
Because I'm old.
Yeah, you're old as shit. No, but, you know, it's like... I miss the days... I was going to put up a saying. It's like, I miss walking into a fucking... Like, because we got Pizza Hut, like, a couple days ago. Or maybe, yeah. maybe like, a week ago. Yeah. But anyways, walking to Pizza Hut, the smell of Pizza Hut. You know, the smell yeah. of pizza. Yeah. And you're like... No, what do you associate with the smell of pizza? For me, it was going to the movie store. Walking gotcha. Into the movie store
yeah.
and getting a movie, pizza, movie Friday night, going home,
mm-hmm.
you know, watching something, not knowing if it was real or not, but right. you're just watching right. it. So, like, the mystery of it all. And, yeah. you know, in Rolla, you probably remember, in Rolla, Papa John used to be right next to Blockbuster.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those smells like just when I right. when I walk into a pizza place like that, it reminds me of fucking Friday or Saturday nights going and being able to get a pizza.
Right.
Going into
well, a and it was store. Weird because Papa John's was right in between Blockbuster and Family Video.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because Blockbuster was down on the corner,
uh-huh.
and then Family Video was right up the hill. But didn't Papa John's used to
right
be
next to fucking
yeah? Blockbuster. That's right. I do remember that because then they moved up.
Yep.
The road a little bit.
Used to be right next to Blockbuster.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, see, for me, like you talk about going into Pizza Hut, I'll tell you what I remember about Pizza Hut, you know, is going in and like that smell of pizza and, you know, the just the way the place looked. And I'm sorry, for me, it was the smell of pizza and cigarettes and video games. Because they always had like
arcades.
They always had like our you know a few arcade games on our Pizza Hut and you know
yeah man
and then my dad beating the shit out of some guy in the parking lot I remember that too but you know that's a story for another episode
that's hilarious but yeah you know I miss the days that I do and I don't but I miss the days of the like the mystery you'd have to go to yeah. a library and check things out you would have to fucking
yeah yeah
you know go. Sleuth for things and
shit. I remember when computers first came out, like you couldn't afford a computer. I mean, some people could. I couldn't. We couldn't afford a computer.
Shit, but I can't afford a
dude,
computer
we
now.
We couldn't even. Dude, when I was a kid, we couldn't even afford a VCR.
Right.
Like I remember the first few movies I watched on VHS were like we had to rent a VCR from the. Movie yeah. store, yep. you know.
Definitely.
I remember that. It was cool because it was in like a gray suitcase yeah. thing, you know.
Yeah.
And
we had that time or two.
Yeah. I remember we went. Me and my cousin went, and we got the VCR, and then I remember one of the movies was Nightmare on Elm Street, And then it was probably like a Halloween or something like that. You
don't
know?
You remember like
because she really liked horror movies too.
You remember the fucking the head unit cleaners?
Yeah,
the fucking tapes put in there. Yep. Fuck, clean the head unit.
Yep. Yeah, be kind, man. And rewind.
Oh God.
Yeah,
dude. Hell yeah. Yeah, because there used to be a spot over where we live. There's a spot called Couch Potato, and it was a movie store. But yeah, dude. I mean, it's the mystery of everything is what's cool about it. You know, and it's just one of those things that with this, what's cool about spirit photography is just like back in the day, certain things would things that were scary then, of course, aren't scary now.
Right.
Because kids right. see so much fucked up shit all the time.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, back then, you know, that shit would be like, oh, my gosh, that's so
crazy. Yeah, yeah. I remember I couldn't wait for the paranormal show. Not paranormal. Well, I guess they kind of were. But they used to talk about hauntings and stuff. It was like there was a show way back in the day called Sightings.
Yes.
And they did haunted stuff and UFO stories and all kinds of stuff.
Fucking Unsolved Mysteries.
Unsolved Mysteries. I always loved it when they did the ghost stories and stuff. But occasionally, you know, they would do these documentaries on like Discovery Channel or Travel Channel or whatever about the paranormal and ghosts and haunted places and stuff. And then all of a sudden, somewhere around, I don't know, 2000-ish, late 90s, early 2000s, fucking Ghost Hunters comes out. And then everybody went fucking crazy. And now that's all you get is these kind of ghost hunting shows.
Dude, I fucking...
You know, some of them are good, some of them are bad, whatever.
I fucking loved Ghost Hunters so much.
I really enjoyed it when it first came out. But what I really miss was those documentary-style shows about haunted places.
Right.
You know, that's what I really miss, and you just don't get those that much anymore. Back in the day, that was the only way you got to see that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and you'd be like, oh, that's fucking so crazy. But now, like,
now we watch horror movies all the time.
Where you got YouTubers who just fucking are constantly going to all these places and shit and fucking doing all this
and
stuff.
And I've watched some really good ones. You know, there's some guys out there that are doing some really cool stuff.
Well, like our fucking good friend, freaking Jessica Jones.
Yeah.
She goes out there and gets out in the field, does some really cool-ass shit. She's been the fucking Montauk.
Uh-huh.
Like,
yeah.
You know, that's crazy. Awesome, dude. So awesome. Crazy. And we are friends with people like that, so it's pretty cool. That's just...
We're friends with, you know... I don't know that they're friends.
What? Oh no, they definitely.
We call them friends, but
they definitely
I don't know what they call us.
They definitely call us friends. They definitely do.
We're us some two jackasses that like to talk too much.
I say, let's go get those two funny fuckers and have them come on our show. That's how I know they love us because they always invite us.
Yeah, they do. They invite us back.
It's never like they're like, oh, let's try to ghost these guys slowly and less painfully, but no, they always invite us back.
Hell yeah.
But that's just because we're dumbasses.
It's what we do.
And we can take over their shows.
It's what we do.
When they have bad internet. Turn it into a shit show. Yeah. But yeah, no, I it was really cool looking into these, figuring out the process that some people did to make money off of it.
Some very cool stuff out there.
But also remember that there's a little bit of truth in everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything has a little bit of truth. Something did happen and had a little bit of truth behind it, you know? So I'm sure the first few were, like, really legitimate. And then people were like, oh, what could happen? So they got to looking into it. And then they're like, oh, so this could happen this way by accident.
Right.
Let's improve off of it. Let's make some
money.
See
if we can make it happen on purpose.
Right. So makes sense, man. I mean, it just makes sense. But like you said... This was the beginning of the spiritual movement, and people were fucking entertained by it.
People were clamoring for this kind of shit.
So that's what they wanted, and that's exactly why
And that's what they gave him.
And that's exactly why he got off scot-free with it, because it's like going to a haunted house. You know, it's
you go because you want to get scared.
You want to get scared. You know, that's just basically all there is to it.
I go because I want to see what kind of cool shit they're doing.
Right. But, yeah, so, I mean, very cool stuff. You guys can look into spirit photography. But what's even cooler is looking into the modern-day stuff that is coming out and shit that's going to be happening. It's pretty crazy. Pretty crazy shit. So, but I think...
be weird to see what AI does with it.
It's so nuts, dude.
Crazy.
Anyways, guys.
Anyway.
That's the show tonight.
Yeah.
We love you guys. Thank you for support, as always, you know. And if you haven't yet, go over to our YouTube, like, share, subscribe it. Man, it's free, and it helps us out tremendously.
But, absolutely.
Anyways.
Leave a comment.
Yes.
Because you would not believe what that does to a channel. You know, just something as simple as
a middle finger,
great show, or you guys suck. You know, anything, any kind of comment, it really helps you out.
Tremendously.
Yeah.
So, guys, we love you. Thank you. But more importantly, as always, until next time, keep it creepy.